This is my official swim hat.
With the union flag on the side, and it's got your name on it.
It's got my name on it.
Sue Bennett.
I feel famous.
On the living room floor of your home near Stafford, we've got your suitcase, and it's fully loaded with red, white and blue, because you've got how many different pieces here of your Team GB kit? Just a few days away. How are you feeling?
Excited and very, very nervous. Getting the stuff out, the kit out, just makes it really, really real. That's my formal jacket with...
Is that for if you have to stand on stage and get a medal?
That might be.
It might be
for that moment.
And I want to pull out this handy bit of kit here. It's a swimming costume, but I need to describe, it's not a swimming costume like any other. I don't even know what the material is. It's got a really pronounced shape. It's halfway down your legs.
And it's extremely small and tight to get the costumes on. It took me 40 minutes. And at one point, I got my leg through an armhole. And it was horrendous. Absolutely, you can hardly breathe in it, but it's supposed to do the job.
2 years ago, approximately, was when you were leaving hospital after having your op.
Yeah, 2 years ago today, I left the QE in Birmingham. I've had a completely new life given to me, and it's all through organ donation, so I've been extremely lucky.
Because last year, you did manage to come home from the UK Games with medals.
2 golds and 2 silvers, and that was just the most amazing, wonderful experience I've ever had. It was just incredible.
This isn't about you necessarily. A lot of this is about your donor.
Yes, I met my donor, Amy. I met her mom, Sharon. I gave her my medal from the British Games, which was the whole purpose of doing the British Games last year. It's just been wonderful to be able to speak to her and hear about Amy and make her proud of what Amy's done.
How do you think she felt when she got to meet you and to see what you've managed to achieve with it, in your words, the new life that you've been given?
It was really emotional, and she's incredibly proud of her daughter, so proud of her daughter, what her daughter's given me.
If you could bottle up that feeling from this time last year when you won the medals, what was it like thinking, I've done it?
Oh, there aren't any words. I felt like a bottle of pop going off. It was just